Hello and welcome to another episode of Nerdtopia. I'm David Leonard.
And I'm John Leonard.
And today's topic is going to be on E3. The Electronic Entertainment Expo is coming up pretty soon. And Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo all have their own little plans of things to release. And, well, first of all, I'd like to talk about Sony with their PlayStation Move project, which is, to me, looks like just a ripoff of Nintendo with a few new features. It's nice because they have the combination of, because Microsoft has their Project Natal, which is two cameras, and basically detecting where people are in relation to the system, and no controllers. So I think that's not going to be as effective or as accurate as, say, the Wii is. Of course, the Wii is not as accurate because it doesn't have a camera at all to tell where it is from the distance from the system. So I think what Sony's doing is basically taking the attributes of both setups and making a much better version of them together.
It's the Jean-Luc Picard of game systems. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There you go again.
My nerd.
So anyways, was also...
Oh, wait, there you go again.
I'm sick.
That was a good...
Yes. Very
comparison.
Good. Very good.
Thank you. All right. I know, I was an idiot during the Mario episode. I'm sorry. All right. Go on.
Yeah. So anyways, what's nice about the PlayStation Move, though, is it has two little glowing balls, spheres, on the ends of each of the devices that can glow different colors, not only to indicate these different player, but also to indicate where the player is in relation to the camera and to give specific effects. Because one thing they did for the iToy was they had this game called Magician's Wand Thing, where you identify a certain object with a very particular color, like very distinct compared to everything else on screen, and you'd be able to wave it in the air in order to get certain effects. But it doesn't work very well because those colors aren't as defined as they need to be in order to do that sort of thing. So now that they have a specific color and a specific place that something's looking for compared to the rest of the environment, I think it would be much better. Of course, then there's also the whole 3D thing. Sony has released a few 3D games, Super Stardust HD, Pain, and a demo of MotorStorm Pacific Rift, all with 3D effects with the new TVs.
My question would be, would they, like maybe for the Wii, use the sort of homemade 3D method that we've seen on YouTube and TED Talks?
Yeah, well, there's that issue, but it's still two-dimensional, and it just gives you a different perspective in terms of looking. You still have to look through glasses. That's the problem.
Well, true. Well, hey, we wear glasses, so
we wear glasses, but wearing glasses on top of our glasses, if our natural glasses could look at them with no problem, then I would probably get scared, because then I wouldn't know what's really there and what isn't.
Well, yeah, my point, though, is that I think it would work better because you're not having to worry about a filter on your glasses. It literally is just two points of reference on your glasses, as opposed to, you know, having them polarized or...
And being specific to the television as well, in terms of not only do you have to get the right glasses the right television, but the fact that you have to keep looking at the TV, because if you look away, the TV disconnects from the glasses, and you look back and you see the blur, and it's like, oh, it has to recognize the fact that you're looking at it again, which, I don't know, I don't necessarily stare at the TV all the time.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm usually actually looking on the iPad or looking at other devices because I have to multitask. I can't just sit there and stare at something all day.
Well, if you're watching a movie or TV show, yeah, mm-hmm. But when you're playing a video game
obviously
into that game,
yeah.
And that's the whole purpose of this.
Yeah, also, I don't really want it to be disorienting, because just watching a movie and having something non-interactive is disorienting. About half an hour, I just have to look away, whereas I can't really do that for a game, because my eyes just can't handle that for that long.
Bird your eyes. Okay, well, Microsoft, what do they got?
Well, we're going to have to save that for part two, because
okay.
This is almost over. Yeah, we're
going
to have to split this up. Once again, if you like the show, or even if you don't like it, send an email to codemaster2005@gmail.com, and we'll save another episode for part two.
Ultimately, just to find out somebody's actually listening to us, email to us. That'd be great.
Yeah.